Okay, so we will officially call to order our meeting and we'll have a, I'll request a roll call.
Chair Matthew Nolan.
Present.
Vice Chair David Hambleton.
Present.
Commissioner Petra Gable.
Present.
Commissioner Jose Buranda.
Present.
Commissioner Stein Hensner. Commissioner Brian Hyatt. Commissioner Sean Podock.
Present.
I do believe we have a quorum, so we'll call the order. And I would ask, we should have all received a packet and it included the meeting minutes from our last meeting in March 17th of 2022. And I'd look for a motion to approve those minutes.
I motion to approve the minutes.
Do we have a second on that?
Dave will second the motion.
Okay, so we have a all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we have our minutes approved. Working down. So we'll begin with a working session to discuss the proposed amendments to the Mill Creek Code regarding wetlands. And I will turn it over to staff. And then once we get through the working session, the presentation, and any questions we as a commission have, then we will formally open up our public hearing and see if at that point we have any public available or interested in providing testimony. And we did get a couple of written letters that I'm sure staff will tell us about on this. So with that, I'll turn it over to
Commissioner Nolan. I do want to acknowledge a couple of staff members on here. Our interim planning manager, Clay White, is on the call with us. Of course, the mighty Justin Horn is also here. And then Margaret, who of course everybody knows is the city's consultant, ESA, is also here to answer any questions that we may have going on. Staff, part of the packet that you receive should include a staff report. I'm not going to go into details into the staff report, but I would highlight the finding of fact. As part of the packet, staff report, and staff recommendation. It's lengthy, so if you have any questions, staff will be able to answer that for you.
And I think, Sybil, we have Margaret here who might do a little bit of a presentation for us tonight on right. the proposed code amendments. I know you received a briefing at your last meeting, but for those that weren't here, or especially if members of the public come, just give them a little update on the code that's before you take public comment and deliberate on the ordinance before you. So I think we can, is this a point we could turn it over to, I'm sorry, I got disconnected. I don't know if the hearing's been open, but we might want to, we could probably turn it over to Margaret.
I figured we'd open the hearing after we have the presentation to allow public comment. So Margaret, do you want to, any?
I'm at your disposal. Whatever would be helpful. I can go back over a version of the presentation very similar to what I presented in January. I can answer questions, whatever you would like me to do. I'm here for you.
Generally, I'd like to ask the question of, if there's any in your presentation, is there anything that where you kind of highlight any additional things that might have changed from the last time we reviewed the code versus this one? I know I looked through some things in red and there was one area that stood out to me a little bit more around the smallest wetland, the 4,000 square feet buffer. And I think that there's a little bit more changes there than we had talked about in the January meeting. So I'm not sure if you have anything around that.
there is nothing substantively different than what we discussed in January. I apologize, I don't have the redline okay. version of the code up in front of me, but we might have had to do just a little bit of repackaging to get it to flow and make sense. But the primary change there is that you'll recall that the current Mill Creek Code has an exception for isolated wetlands that are 4,000 square feet that don't require the same level of buffer and mitigation, et cetera. And the review of ecology guidance and best available science indicated that that allowance could apply to wetlands. I'm sorry, it was 1,000 feet, and we now are saying that it can apply to larger wetlands up to 4,000 square feet, as long as they meet certain criteria, which are really the criteria are just an articulation of what it is that makes them isolated wetlands. They're not connected to a stream. They're not part of a riparian corridor. They have low habitat function, and they do not support priority species. So that was what we presented in January. That didn't change materially. It may just look a little bit different in the redline version.
Yeah, because I was merely looking at something about there's that wasn't in the January something about the fill in, and maybe is that just a giving a clarification on what you can do with that wetland, because I know, and we said you don't have to follow the mitigations in this section if you're under that size, or sorry, the criteria in this section is it, and I believe now in the we have something about you can fill it in, and I don't know if. Or maybe that's something, a question more for staff. Is that just giving clarity on what you can do with that wetland that doesn't meet that criteria? Is that why we would have something, that kind of language saying you can fill it in?
Yes, that's basically what the exemption is. So it's as if those wetlands, you know, don't count, if you will. You can fill them in just like you would. You can do it to them what you would do to any other area. It doesn't okay. have that level of sure. protection.
So even if we hadn't had that language, that's the intent of this 4,000 square feet.
That's correct. Site.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Commissioners, other questions?
None here.
Okay, so... do we anticipate any public? I know I talked with Sybil earlier today and thought we might have an attendee, but anyone waiting in to be let into the meeting? Okay, so then I would propose that we open our official public hearing and request comments from any public who are here. Not seeing any public, I would ask for staff to tell us or enter into the record the two written comments we received that were included in our packet, one from the Tulalip tribe and one from a habitat bank. And so, and are there any questions from the council on or the commission on those two public comments that we received in writing?
No.
Okay. Well, then I think we can actually close the portion of the public hearing and then deliberate as a council, or as a commission, excuse me, on this proposal. So hearing no additional comments, having entered our two written comments into the record, I would close this hearing. Thank you. And we went through our public hearing. Very nicely done, everybody. So we have a proposal in front of us to amend the wetland, and we have in our packets included a recommendation from the Planning Commission to the Council. So is there a motion? And I do believe I did, in our packets, my name was spelled incorrectly at the end, and I know Sibel has corrected that. So not hearing any further discussion, I'd ask for a motion to recommend this to our council as proposed by staff.
This is Dave Hamilton. I will make a motion to approve the amendments to the Mill Creek Municipal Code pertaining to wetlands as presented by staff with the information.
Okay, is there a second on that motion?
Actually, I was gonna ask a question before we second. There was something, a typo. I wasn't sure if it's a typo in the red lines. I don't know if I need to get that clarified before we get the second on the vote, right, Matt?
That would be good. Yes, we want to because we can amend it and propose it, you know, as amended in the meeting. So yes.
Sure. Yeah. So on page two, there was still a mention of I guess it's page four of the packet. No, what page? Page four, we're looking at the amendment where we're at the 1,000 square feet. There was a section about the, you know, you go through the A, B, C, D, and F, and then there's a second item, wetlands less than 1,000 square feet. It should that be wetlands less than 4,000 square feet, or is there still something around 1,000 square feet that we explicitly need to define here in the regulation?
Which table is that, Commissioner?
So it's not on the table. So it's technically page two of the actual municipal code. So it's around up towards on the packet, page 12.
That's helpful.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you, Justin.
Would anyone like me to put that on the screen? I can.
Yeah, sure, if you don't mind.
I believe that is a typo, and I apologize. That was our mistake.
Okay.
So yes, Justin has it there. That number two, that should be 4,000 square feet.
Okay. So do we need to, Matt?
We would amend it. Yeah. So a motion to amend that to 4,000 square feet. So we adopt the proposal as amended based on this discussion.
Okay. Then I guess I would like to make a motion to amend the municipal code to reflect as it mentioning 4,000 square feet instead of 1,000 square feet.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Now, would we propose to adopt it as amended?
Yes.
I think that's where we're at, yes.
I'll try again, this is Dave. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the amended packet that we just corrected. One number being changed from 1,000 to 4,000 square feet based on the information in the packet. And we had two letters of public testimony. So I think it's time to move on.
Yep. Second on that?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So we had, again, you know, so moved and seconded, and it will move forward to council as amended. Thank you, everybody. We are just working our way right through our agenda here. So next in our West Planning Department update. So again, I turn it back to staff.
I think I can probably take this. And first, just thank you to Margaret Clancy and the ESA team for all their help and assisting the city. And we will move this forward to council. So for those of you I haven't met, my name is Clay White. I'm the interim planning manager with the city of Mill Creek now. I'm the temporary Tom. He's off to greener pastures and enjoying his time. You know, he's already gone on a vacation. I'm a Mill Creek resident and I've been a planner in the state for, 23 years. I spent a lot of time working for cities and counties prior to joining the private sector a few years ago. And I'm the director of planning at LDC, which is a local civil planning and engineering firm. Based out of Woodinville. So in my last position, I was the planning director for Snohomish County. So I worked a lot with Tom in the city. Even though I live here, I did a lot of planning with the city as well. So, you know, my role over the next few months is I really just want to support Sybil and Justin. And I also want to make sure that the next director is set up for success. So I'm really just you know, kind of assessing where the department is. And part of that is just, you know, what can I do for the Planning Commission? And also, you know, what are the types of things that I could take off the new director's plate? You know, what are things that we could get started? What are conversations that we could be having? And what kind of things could we be doing to keep the Planning Commission moving during this time period? Because a new director starts, they're going to have to get their head in the game a little bit, and it takes some time. So wanted to, you know, we have a few ideas for code updates that probably should get done at some point. And, you know, I'm talking to Director Todd about like when those should move through. Typically there would be like a annual code correction ordinance where you're making minor amendments to the code. There's also, you know, taking a look at things like sign code that needs some updates. And there's a few other areas that we've identified that probably could use some general updates. You know, that process where you're always going through and making little improvements, or, you know, Sybil or Justin are applying something to a permit. They go, hey, this doesn't work probably like it should be. We should probably take this through. So we'll work on that. And, you know, there could be some items that come to you for briefings. One of the things I thought you may want a briefing on is the 2024 comprehensive plan update. So I may be doing one for council next month, but maybe it could be just a work session and provide you a little bit of background on the 2024 update, where, you know, you'll be taking a vital role as the city plans for the next 20 years of population and employment growth, making policy decisions or recommendations to the city council. And so I'd be happy to give you a little bit of a background of, you know, what are the state laws that you're implementing? What are the changes over the last few years? What is kind of the preliminary kind of growth targets that you may be looking at? Or what are some of the state laws that have changed since the last time the city updated its comprehensive plan? So what are like the big ticket items that you're going to be really would be coming to you? So that would be something that I could put on next month's agenda if that would interest you, and then just have a question and answer. And then that would be something maybe the new director wouldn't have to do for a few months, but you will be, I think the goal would be to start that process next year. So early next year. So you have state law was amended in the last legislative session to give you until the end of 2024. It was June. So you have a little bit more time, but I would think that early next year, you're really going to be ramping up. So this could be a kind of a kickoff to that process if that's something you're interested in.
Questions?
I think that would be very helpful. Okay.
Reed.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll put that on the agenda, and then, you know, I'll work through with Director Todd and see if there's other kind of, it may be that we start doing some briefings with you. It could be that I just get the topics developed enough with Justin and Sybil so that when a new director comes on board, you start moving some of these code amendments.
I think it'd be very appreciated, just even the process so folks understand what we are and aren't doing, honestly, in a comp plan update.
Okay. Yeah, it's complicated. And I think like in my experience, it's nice to have, you know, you have one briefing and it's, and then you can start doing it again. And then you do it, you know, when you work through it and just getting familiar with the topics, because it's a lot of big decisions, and it's nice to provide you all the information you need so you can make quality recommendations.
This has been about it's been about a 10-year cycle, correct, Clay?
The state law was just changed this last session to make it a 10-year cycle. It's been on 8 years since the Great Recession it was changed, but it's been, the last update was 2015. It was extended to 9 years, and so, yeah, it'll be 9 years since the last update.
9 years. Okay, thank you.
Clay, I'm wondering if there a way that you could send us a list of the laws that have changed since the last conference, the most current laws within the last year or two?
Yes. Yeah, some of my other work, I'm working on a project with the state that's really looking at reforming all of our laws that are, you know, kind of impact development. So yeah, I've got my hands in there and can send that to you. And I would make that part of the briefing as well.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Other planning department updates?
Yeah, I just thought I would just let you know that, you know, we're actively in search mode for a new planning manager. I know Director Todd's taking the lead on that. I'm helping as well. So I know a lot of people in the planning arena and doing my best to help recruit your next great planning manager. So I'll keep you updated on that. There's we've gotten some applicants and we're kind of working through those conversations. But hopefully over the next couple of months, we can get somebody on board and then we can transition to, somebody that can be here 40 hours a week. And the timing's really great because somebody can come on, get kind of onboarded, and then you're going to have the comp plan, starting up. And that's going to probably include continuing the conversation on the sub-area planning work that's been done. That'll get kind of get rolled into that process. So there'll be probably a lot of community conversation. And the timing's good.
Is there a search firm that's involved, or is this more kind of an individual outreach with the department? How are they sourcing candidates?
Yeah, the city is doing that, is taking this one on. And I'm assisting as well. I mean, I've got a good network of people that I know. And so doing everything I can to help support. It is a tough market because there's a lot of director jobs opening. We've had a lot of retirements, as you guys well know. So a lot of my colleagues have retired over the last 4 or 5 years. So it's a challenge, but I know that, this is a great place to work and live, and we'll find somebody that's going to be just right for the city.
Thanks.
Well, thank you. Other questions about the planning department update or commission agendas coming up from commissioners?
I've got a question. Where is the Mill Creek Boulevard package that was forwarded by the committee up to the city council? Are they looking at that, having any hearings? What's going on that one?
So I'll take the information that I understand at this point. So it was passed to council. I know they've had a lot of conversations on it. I think what's being done is they're deferring a decision on the plan and rolling that as part of the comprehensive plan update. So, and I think what you'll find is that the amount of growth, population and employment that you're looking at will be pretty close to what would be in the kind of mid-range option for that sub-area plan. So it could be one of the things the city looks at to try to find that capacity to be able to accommodate people out to 2044. So, and I don't think that's a bad option. I mean, if you did it now, if you were gonna make any land use or zoning changes, it would be like called an early action. So you'd be really just taking care of it early, but rolling it into the full review of your, capital facilities plan, your land use, your housing elements, it'll be comprehensive that way. So I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you, Clay.
Yep.
And Clay, are there any, besides the sub area plan, any other, say, controversial type projects going on, or that other things that would come up to the planning commission? I know that's one, I'm assuming, right, that will probably get a lot of feedback when it does come through planning commission again.
I think that's probably, there's a few, the city is so built out that there's not a ton of new projects after the farm gets fully built out. There's some small development proposals that are looking to, we're getting inquiries on. But I think that'll be the big issue as part of the update will be, how will you look at trying to accommodate the amount of growth that you're planning for? It's a small target. And if you're not doing it in the sub area, you're doing it by rezoning other areas of the city, that would probably rankle some folks. Sure. So that's probably where you're going to get the most amount of interest is just, planning is hard and it's a series of difficult choices because we're, growing by, I think, in the four county region by 2050, we're going to be adding another, 1.8 million people. Between Kitsap, Pierce, King, and Snohomish counties, and 1.2 million jobs. And, the way that our state laws are outlined is it's really focused on containing that population within our existing urban areas. So you might see small urban growth area expansions, but that's not how our state laws are focused. So, if you believe that people are moving here And if the goal from the state level is that they would live within existing urban areas, then that means things are changing. And but the nice thing about growth management is it's a mix of kind of state level things that you have to be looking at and implementing, but you get to do it with your community's vision in mind. So it's a bottoms up process with state level and regional level direction. So, I mean, that's where you try to find the sweet spot is do it in a way that's best for the citizens of Mill Creek.
Great, thank you.
Yep. So Clay, you had said that the Mill Creek Boulevard sub area plan, excuse me, was passed by the council, but they're deferring the decision to when the comprehensive plan is gonna be reviewed. Does that mean that, is it set in stone, that proposed sub-area plan, or is it open to dissect a little bit more and for more discussion? And do we have a say as a planning commission on that?
Yeah, it has not, to my understanding, has not passed council. They did not take a vote. They did not make any land use changes. They did not adopt the plan. It's being deferred to be considered as part of the comprehensive plan update. So you may have more, you know, those options to consider and other land use options to be, you know, taking a look at how you'll be accommodating growth. So yes, it should come back to the planning commission as part of a larger conversation.
Okay, great.
So I should probably know the answer to this question, but I'll go ahead and embarrass myself. When we have the new 2024 comprehensive plan, there's a certain allocation of growth that has been deemed necessary for Mill Creek. And we have a legal responsibility to do that, correct?
Correct. And it's two levels because you have state requirements under the Growth Management Act, and then you have regional requirements as part of Puget Sound Regional Council. And they both have different meanings. I mean, if you weren't gonna meet those Growth Management Act requirements, I mean, there's things happen if you don't do those, but you do have wiggle room too. I think the most important thing is building a strong record of how you're making the decisions you're making and why. But yeah, there's things that you're probably going to have to look at. The growth target is that you have is fairly small. So one of the things that we can talk about next month is you have existing like capacity for employment and population. So, you know, you have a certain amount of land that will be available over the next 20 years to develop. So that's called like capacity. And then you have a target. So you have, how many people do you have to plan for? You know, what you really have to do is where your capacity is not enough to accommodate that target, that's where you have to make land use changes. So you do have some capacity, it's in the hundreds, but you know, the gap between your current capacity and your target you'll have to reach for jobs and people is not big, but in a community that's pretty built out, you know, anywhere where you make a change is probably gonna impact somebody. So that's why I think the changes are so hard.
Okay.
And commission, I just point out, we're talking about changes over a decade plus, not, you know, next week or,
yeah. You know, I don't know if the readout would include what the implications of not following, because you had mentioned that there were legalities around needing to follow those, accommodating that growth, those growth targets. I would certainly be interested in knowing what are the implications of not following those targets or not accommodating those targets. I think sometimes having the what's the negative alternative helps coalesce why we need to go in a particular direction or not.
Yeah, and I think as you go through the actual update process, those are good questions to be asking. I mean, most of it has to do with at the state level, it would be inability to get grants or gas or being if you went all the way, if somebody really was challenging the city and took you to the hearings board, then it could lead all the way to, like, you know, not getting your gas tax. At PSRC, if you don't get your comprehensive plan voted through at that level, then it would be not getting the federal dollars, you know, the pass-through dollars that PSRC does on the transportation side. So, and whether those things happen, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that, but those are good questions to be asking as you start your update process.
Yeah. And to be able to share with the community, right? It's a little bit like the Prop 1 that just went through around the fire department switch. Neither was a good option. One was the best of the bad options. Sometimes you get the best of the bad option is the good one.
You're absolutely right. I mean, community engagement is a really important process and explaining things if you're not doing, you know, especially when, if you're doing something that you may not even agree with, but you know that you have to take a step. I mean, having that conversation at the community level is super important. It's one of the goals of the Growth Management Act to have those robust, you know, outreach programs. And I know that will be something the city will take on, try to get people involved and contributing to the conversation. So
thank you.
Any additional questions? Seeing none. No, thank you so much for the update. We are to item 5 for the good of the order. So I would ask if anyone has any items for the good of the order. Hearing none, I would move on for item 6 is our call for an adjournment. It's been a quick but a productive meeting. So any motion to adjourn?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
And David will second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Who second the adjournment?
Commissioner Hambleton.
Okay.
See, we did it just in time for it.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you all. And Clay, we look forward to next month and having a robust discussion or, you know, presentation on just comp planning 101 and growth management 101. I think that grounds us kind of a Commissioner Paddock brought up, you know, there's the carrot and stick approach to the whole thing in the years I've been dealing with it. So
I don't think anybody can say there's no room at the end. Yes. Or if you do, what are the penalties of saying no room at the end? Yeah. I would imagine there's part of our community is going to say, we don't want any more growth. We like it just the way it was 10 years ago.
I remember an elected official talking to me once and saying, people have to understand when growth management came in, there's no suburban anymore. There's urban and there's rural. And so how we develop urban, you know, that was really the option as we looked at it. So,
yeah, good.
But yes, no, thank you all and have a wonderful week, day, and we will see each other all next month. And hopefully we will have filled our vacant position by then as well.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.